This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Voting taking place to elect new leadership of Nepali Congress in province to today. Judicial Service Commission meeting at 3 p.m. today and at least 70 people missing at Jade Mine landslide in northern Myanmar. Now the news in detail. Voting for the new leadership of Nepali Congress in Province 2 is taking place today. Coordinator of the election committee, Prahlad Gautam, said the establishment party and the non-establishment party are competing for the new leadership of Province 2 along with the panel. After the failed attempt to decide the leadership by consensus, separate panels were formed and the candidates entered the election field. According to election committee, there are 2,000 voters from 64 provincial constituencies in 8 districts of Province 2. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, Krishna Chandra Nepali Pokhrel, has been elected Nepali Congress Central Member. According to election results that took place on 13th of December under the Nepali Congress 14th General Convention, Pokhrel, who filed his candidacy under the province open category, secured 3,306 votes. Similarly, Dhruva Wagle was also elected Nepali Congress Central Member with 2,720 votes. He filed his candidacy under the province open category. Likewise, Saraswati Arial Tiwari has been elected Nepali Congress Central Member under women category. Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsherjung Bahadur Rana has called a meeting of the Judicial Service Commission today. A spokesperson of the council, Man Bahadur Karki, said the meeting of the Judicial Service Commission to be held at 3 p.m. today will publish the results of the written examination of the district judges. The Judicial Service Commission is chaired by the Chief Justice, while the Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Senior Most Justice of the Supreme Court, the Attorney General and the Chairperson of the Public Service Commission are its members. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said that the Election Commission is ready to provide people's representatives on time. Inaugurating a workshop for women journalists on election operation and management organized by the Election Commission in Dhulikhel from today, Chief Commissioner Thapalia urged the mass media to move forward with seriousness to make the election clean, free, credible and economical. The workshop is attended by women journalists from various newspapers, radio, television and online. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said there are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least one person has died and 70 are missing after a landslide occurred at a jade mining site in northern Myanmar. Rescue operations are underway, with most of the victims believed to be illegal jade miners. The landslide occurred in the Hapakant area of Kachin State at around 4 local time on Wednesday. Myanmar is the world's biggest source of jade, but its mines have seen numerous accidents over the years. The landslide is believed to have been caused by an overflow of rubble discarded from lorries to the open pit mines. Several days ago, at least 10 unskilled miners went missing in a landslide at a jade block in Hapakant. European leaders are reinstating coronavirus restrictions as the new Omicron variant continues to spread through the continent. Nations including Germany and Portugal have announced post-Christmas curbs and greater social distancing measures. Omicron is already the dominant strain in many European countries. The surge will push health systems towards the brink of collapse, the World Health Organization's top official in the continent has warned. Germany announced that from 28th of December, limits would return that restrict private gatherings to 10 people and nightclubs will close. U.S. President Joe Biden has said 500 million COVID rapid tests will be made available at no cost amid new measures to tackle the surging Omicron variant. Biden also announced expanded testing and military support for hospitals, but said lockdowns were not yet on the horizon. Omicron has become the dominant strain in the U.S., accounting for nearly three-quarters of all new cases. It was first identified in Southern Africa last month but has now spread around the globe. Although 73% of adult Americans are fully vaccinated against COVID, the administration remains concerned about those who have not had jabs. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Voting taking place to elect new leadership of Nepali Congress in province to today. Judicial Service Commission meeting at 3 p.m. today and at least 70 people missing at Jade Mine landslide in northern Myanmar. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.